My two tips for your Airbnb tax return that could save you thousands of dollars. The first one, don't do it alone. There are changes in tax laws that happen every year, and you want to make sure that you have a CPA that guides you while you do your tax return, especially a CPA that has short-term rentals experience. This may sound obvious, but it's like banks as well. You have some that are expert and some that have never done anything as it relates to short-term rental. So when you try to hire your tax accountant or CPA, make sure that they already have short-term rental experience. The second tip is make sure that you have all your deductions. A lot of people just leave a lot of money to the IRS because they don't have all their expenses classified. They don't add all of their expenses into their tax return as a deduction. So don't add it, you know, anything either. It has to follow the IRS guideline, which in short means an expense has to be both necessary and ordinary. Necessary and ordinary. And since those are the two keywords to make sure that an expense can qualify as a deduction. So make sure you can add things like travels as it relates to your Airbnb. If it was necessary and ordinary, if you travel, for example, in first class to go somewhere to go on vacation in your Airbnb, that is not going to qualify. Okay, but if you travel by car just to do some upgrades or renovation or check on the safety and security of the property or the cleaning, that is definitely ordinary and necessary. Also, make sure you add expenses that relate to food, maintenance, renovation, cleaning fee, guest welcome gifts, whether it's a water or bottle of wine, HOA, if you have those to pay, and also ask your CPA about your mortgage interest deduction. And of course, one of the best expense ever to deduct in real estate, depreciation. Make sure that the depreciation is part of your deduction. So if you have everything in QuickBooks on Excel, great for you. If not, you're gonna need to make sure you compute all your expenses for 2018, but make sure you have them well classified, follow the IRS guidelines, and have as much deductions as possible that follow these IRS rules.